This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. On this overcast Friday morning, what am I saying? Monday morning. All right, so home opener in 5.5 hours. Let's get to
maybe.
A Twitter. Maybe. Yeah, well, it looks like it'll start at least. The question is whether they finish it. All right, let's round out a couple Twitter poll questions of the day, but then we'll have one more still to go. So, Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So, the first poll question, do you think the Tush Push will be banned tomorrow? John, how do you think people voted on this?
No. I think they voted no.
They did. 72% say no. But tell you what, if we had done this poll Friday, it would have been 95-5. I mean, there is some worry in the air, and I think rightfully so. All right, the second poll question for this hour is we got to round out the 8 o'clock poll, John, of which of these is the best movie duo. Of these four, now let's all vote. Rhea, are you going with Jake and Elwood from the Blues Brothers, mm-hmm. Prince Akeem and Semi from Coming to America, Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon, or Professor X and Magneto?
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Okay, James, which would you vote for?
I would go with Prince Akeem and Semi.
All right, I would go with the Blues Brothers. John, which would you go with?
Blues Brothers.
Okay, which wins, John?
Blues Brothers.
No.
Prince Akeem and Semi.
No. Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yes!
Look at you all fired up.
Yeah, you're really excited.
I was a big fan for sure, but I don't know, man. Blues Brothers, that's hard for me to vote against. So 40% said Riggs and Murtaugh, 37% the Blues Brothers, 12% the X-Men guys, and 11% from Coming to America. All right, so we have our finals. They are set. Our finals are the three winners from earlier today with this poll. John, we'll release this right after Time's Yours in about 15 minutes. The choices are best movie duo, C-3PO and R2-D2 from Star Wars, Riggs and Murtaugh, Woody and Buzz from Toy Story.
Man, I think Woody and Buzz are going to win this thing. And I think it's not even going to be close.
Okay. We will find out. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
I know you won't be voting for Woody.
I would vote for the
You look down your nose droids. At Woody.
I got to watch that show sometime. I've never seen that movie.
Toy Story?
Never seen it.
Really?
No.
And I know you will probably never
watch it. I was an adult 20 years ago.
Beneath you.
Yeah, I was an adult.
Yeah, well, yeah. Adults watch Toy Story.
I know.
All of those movie, the Pixar type, they're really entertaining.
I've heard it's
for
good.
Adults.
I should say it. All right, so yeah. One other thing before we get back to the phones. I have a problem.
So many.
So we want the Phillies to win the World Series this year. And our program director, Rod Lakin, had, I thought, on Thursday, he said to me, a very good idea. And I didn't execute it over the weekend. Scott Fransky, by the way, knows nothing about this. He could be driving to the ballpark right now listening. Like, how did I get dragged into this? Here's the problem. Rod, our program director, had a really good idea that I should buy a bottle of champagne for Scott Fransky. Because in the three prior times that I bought champagne for Merrill Reese, they reached the Super Bowl all three times. I went to Merrill's house. I presented the champagne to Merrill and his wife. all three times they reached the Super Bowl, and they're the only three times they gave them a bottle, and two of those three times they won the Super Bowl. Great idea by Rod.
It really was a great idea.
Great idea.
Yeah.
James, this weekend, did I do it?
Well, I'm going to guess by the lead-in that you know you did not. It'd be wild if you were like, I did it! I'm just joking.
So, no champagne, no nothing.
Hold on.
Now, he'll be at the ballpark, and I'll be at the ballpark.
That's messed up,
man. I know.
So you're going to bring champagne to the ballpark? What's the plan here?
I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is for taking alcohol into a stadium.
Well, you've set yourself
that's
up
tough
now.
Spot right
it is
there.
A tough
you're
spot.
Yeah. Inactivity, like you can't take it into the stadium, and you know that. But I think you've done something terribly wrong here with your inactivity. I think you might have taken away.
I know.
A real opportunity to give this team a boost.
You got to call Brazier, and I'm sure there's champagne in the building, and deliver it to the booth. That's all. You can get this handled. There's still time.
Oh, my gosh. That is easy to handle.
Well, here's where it gets... Yeah.
Talk to John
Here's where
Brazier.
It gets complicated. I also got the uniform on, so I probably can't go through the media entrance.
Oh, you can go. I don't know.
You talk about feeling like a tool.
What, you think they might think you're a player?
If I walk through the media entrance with this thing,
I think they'll know. They'll say, "Hi, Joe."
Well, James, what's
the
solution?
Hi, Joe,
James,
wearing a uniform.
Here's I ask you: will I hand this to Scott Fransky by 3 o'clock today?
No, I don't think you will.
And it probably has to be like 2:30. It's got to go on the air at some point.
This isn't happening.
But hold on, Jimmy.
I mean, right?
Don't give him permission.
I'm
to
not.
Let it
I think
not
I look. The Phillies are probably going to not
you
win the World Series because of
him.
That's
exactly what he was looking for. I think you should hand it to him.
I'm doing what I do with my daughter. Like, she loves, like, when I doubt her. She's like, "Do you think I could do this?" And she wants me to say, "No,
oh,
you can't."
You're using
so
the
she could be like, so I'm like, Joe, there's no way you'll get this done.
I'm not even in the mood to go to the store.
I think you.
And I'm not. I'm just being honest.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're giving Joe, like, he's going to say, "Sure. Great. Great. That's a deal."
Anyway, I don't know. I'll see in the next 5 hours if I get him champagne. Because
what if it gives us that boost, the needed boost to win the whole thing?
It could be the difference. Anyway, as it relates to opening day-to-day,
the numbers are overwhelming.
Yeah.
If you've given champagne to Merrill every year that the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl.
And only those years.
And that's the part that's especially compelling.
I know.
Only the years you've given champagne have the Eagles gone to the Super Bowl.
I screwed this up over the weekend. I screwed it up. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Eric.
People are mad at you.
Eric in Blackwood.
I'm mad.
Eric,
no, I'm not.
Eric, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, Eric. Although Joe messed up the whole season.
Yeah, I might have.
Yeah, he did.
I might have.
Two quick things. One on the tush push. As an Eagles fan, obviously, like everyone else, I want to see it, you know, not get banned because I think it's a good thing for the team.
Totally.
That being said, I think the arguments against it for people saying that it's a no fun league and that people are jealous, I just point back to 2015, 2016 when the Legion of Boom, Cam Chancellor and Bobby Wagner were jumping over the line to block field goals constantly, and they were the only team that was capable of doing it. The Eagles were actually the team that voted to ban that.
Wow.
Which did get banned in 2017.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, I mean, just like sitting there saying, like, oh, they're all jealous of us, I think it's a bad point when we do the same stuff. It's a strategy. And I'd be like that if I was a coach or an owner of a team, too.
Yeah, but we don't care about Seattle.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Quick on the Phillies. Same thing with Nola. I think the points are bad against Nola for saying he had a bad day. I thought his stuff looked really good. That high inside sinker that he was throwing was nasty. Had James Wood looking lost every at bat. And I think a big piece to him not feeling comfortable, and you know, I know it's a big part of Nola's game, is that JT wasn't back there calling his pitches for him.
Could be a factor, but I will say this, Eric. He better get used to it. Because, you know, Marchand, you know, even if you have a healthy JT, Marchand's going to probably get at least a quarter of the games this year, maybe more. You know, I mean, there's some people calling for Marchand to start 55 times this year. So they're all going to get a piece of Marchand, and they better get accustomed to it.
Yeah, I mean, Marchand wasn't up very much last year. I think it's going to take some time for him to get used to the pitch calling with him. But I think JT is, I mean, people forget that JT is so good at it that he got Michael Lorenzen to pitch a no-hitter in his debut.
Michael Lorenzen, I forgot about that guy.
Job.
Unbelievable. Eric, give me an answer for a phrase that's got a body part in there somewhere.
Can anyone say it's cold as balls outside?
No. James, did someone just say that on the air or
I
not?
Dumped it. I dumped it, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I wasn't sure. Like, you know, that, it was on the line. I thought about it. I waited a second. I was like, you know what? Play it safe.
It's probably the right call. Because it also brings up a witch. I just thought of her.
Yeah, you can't say that either.
Can't say that one either. So we did get into a dangerous territory with this topic today.
Yeah, right at the end.
With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, the first thing I want to say is if you're heading down to the ball game today, 12:35 is when the gates open. It's going to be a big block party outside. Obviously, you can have some fun out there. 12:35, gates open. You want to be in your seat by 2:20. Opening ceremonies begin at 2:20. We do not know who's throwing out the first pitch. We're guessing that it could be either Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts, or Saquon Barkley. I'd be pretty surprised if it's not one of those three. But who knows? We'll find out. And then 3:05 first pitch as the Phils take the field in front of the local crowd tonight, today, for the first time. All right, this season. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
The camera. The hypocrisy of what you're saying, that to push, is aesthetically unpleasing. Have you looked in the mirror and seen yourself in a Phillies uniform? Talk about aesthetically unpleasing. Time's Yours.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not a model. I know. I know. That's the point. That's
the Phillies are taking it more serious this year with no daycare. They're taking stuff serious. No more nonsense. That should go with you, too, Joe. Take the uniform off. No more of this clown show with the uniform, Joe. Time's Yours.
Uniform stays, my man. Uniform is here to stay. Look, people voted last week, and 68% said I had to wear it.
It's amazing that Joe DeCamera works 4 hours a day and acts like the busiest person in the world. You still haven't watched the tournament game yet? Is it really taking you that long to get through 20 push-ups a day?
great call.
The tournament, I just didn't have interest this year. I just could not crank it up on the tournament.
I hope they get rid of that freaking brotherly shove play, because I can't stand grown men thinking that there's nothing wrong with saying the word push over and over and over. It's gross. Let's get rid of that play, and you guys can go back to sounding like grown men.
Wow, look at that guy coming
tush?
In. Yeah,
well. He says tush is a word that's gross
say? You remember what I wanted it to be called?
Unfortunately, I do remember.
Yeah, it was double A.
Yeah, I remember.
But no one else went with that one.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Right. Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, final poll question. Matter of fact, James, I need the results here if you would, sir. All right, let's all go on the record. Which of these we would vote for best movie duo? John, we've got C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah.
We've got Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon and Woody and Buzz from Toy Story. You think Woody and Buzz are going to win this in a landslide?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
James, which would you vote for, John?
It's tough because my choices are eliminated, so probably Riggs and Murtaugh.
Okay. James, which of these three would you personally
vote for? I think I would
vote for
C-3PO and R2-D2.
I would as well. Rhea, which
I've been shamed away from voting for droids.
Well, you got a lot of that. Rhea, which would you vote for?
I love Woody and Buzz, so I would vote for them.
All right. We got a problem with our poll results.
Yeah, we do.
Uh-oh.
Because this whole thing was designed to award someone the gift we were giving away last Friday. We have a tie.
So they have percentages on the computer. I send you off the phone. It takes, so I actually do have a point winner.
Oh, like, so you know which one actually
I can
won.
Actually, I pulled it up on the computer to see if it gives you the extra like point whatever.
All right. So
whoa.
let me just say this.
That close?
Yeah. That's wild.
Crazy.
Riggs and Murtaugh do not win. They only got 24%. But in the 38% range were both C-3PO, R2-D2, and Woody and Buzz. James, which one actually won?
So the voting is actually, it keeps changing, but at
all right, hold on, I'm going to tell you, we're going to end it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. James, who won?
C-3PO and R2-D2 have won in a narrow margin over Woody and Buzz.
Like 0.1?
By 0.7.
Okay. Well, I think it's the right choice.
That's the closest
Congratulations, you guys have
ever had?
Maybe.
Certainly for one where we were giving the prize away based on
it. Yeah. All right, well, we'll figure out who gets the prize based on last week, but there you go. So, all right, let's go back to the phones, talk to Dave in Wilmington right now. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Dave?
You're going to the game today, right?
I am going to the game.
Why not buy opening day fitted hat to complete your uniform?
I totally agree. Yeah. He needs the fitted hat. He seems to be against the idea of the World Series. I'm totally with you. He needs the fitted hat. It's so much better, Joe.
He looks like a little kid with that hat on.
Well, that's the thing. You've got the authentic uniform. Why are you going with the Velcro hat?
Because I didn't have to buy it. I mean, can you lend me $30, Dave? I mean, with inflation these days, maybe it's $60.
I'll cash app you to $40 for a fitted hat.
Don't do that.
Send me the $40 and I'll buy the hat.
No.
Please.
Don't you
do
dare.
Not. Yeah. Do not.
Send me the $40, Dave.
Well, I'll need your cash app for it.
All right, Dave, we got to get moving and turn two right now. In honor of the Tush Push, which may or may not go, give me a phrase or title with a body part in it.
Break a leg.
That's a big one. That is a big one. Luke, I need an answer from you. Give me an answer. Luke.
Me?
Yes, sir. Give me an answer.
Don't let your mouth catch your write a check your ass can't catch.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Always makes me laugh.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. We have the Achilles heel. We have I'll kick your ass. We have put some hair on your chest. I got to get something off my chest. He's a head case. He's a pain in the ass. He's hard-headed.
So much
Yeah. Put your foot in your mouth. Break a leg.
Break a leg is
a big time answer. Yeah,
and you got to get your head out of your ass. There's a lot of ass in here.
Tons.
So
don't
cut that audio.
Hey now. Yep. Got that one.
Next time we do a broadcast from Hooters, Seltzer's going to make sure to play that 50 times. All right. Rhea, which of these would you go with?
Get your head out of your ass.
Okay. James, what about you?
I'd probably go break a leg.
John, what about you?
I think break a leg is so standard and strong.
Oh, God. Between those two, God, I hate this choice.
Just make a call.
I'll go with break a leg. I mean, the guy assassinated Lincoln and broke his freaking leg, but I'll give
They're
it
They're going to count it against
John Wilkes Booth. Well, then they killed him. They killed him, which was the right thing to do. Even though the doctor set the freaking leg, and that's mud, not Howard mud. All right, everyone, go back and watch our show on YouTube. It'll be there the rest of the day. So if you missed it, you can actually see us on YouTube. Also, I meant to say this earlier. Let me say congratulations to the Flyers' Bob Kelly. He retired over the weekend. Tremendous career. Over 50 years, obviously, with the orange and black. Congratulations to Bob Kelly. And everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the home opener. It starts at 3:05. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. You can listen to it this afternoon right here on 94 WIP.